Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Nazim Rashid, author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Yes. Coming to you on this global audience, our network, Blog Talk Radio, with part 19 of Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth. Yes. I always open up by saying, first of all, we thank, oh my God, we say Allah, but if you're not Muslim, whatever name you choose, it's just fine, for bringing us a brand new day, resurrecting us from the dead state of sleep, providing us a new day, yes, to reap our rewards and receive the possibilities and probabilities in our life. Yes, witness miracles, absolutely. And I want everybody to, if you haven't done so already, to go into archives and catch the other installments. blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred. When you scroll down, you'll see the Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth, Part 19. If you go into further into the archives, a box will say like newest, you know, a little box says newest there, you know, you go A to Z or Z to A. You can click on there and you can catch other, I guess start A, that's the best thing, because C is toward the beginning of the alphabet, right? All right, so you can click there and you'll see all the installments. So you can click on them, and when you do, you'll see the picture, my picture there, and then right above that, you'll see the audio bar. And when the program starts, you know, they have a lot of ads, which is unfortunate. And when the show actually starts, to the right on the audio bar, you'll see a tiny little cloud. That's where you'll click, and you'll download that one. It'll be a number. You got to change the number. It might be show 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and change into whatever you want to call it. And it'll be in your download folder. Then you can actually, after you rename it, drag it over to your music file, and then it'll be there. Then you can listen to it anytime. Make it part of your iPod listing or burn a CD. That's what I do. I like burning CDs. I guess I'm old school here. I still have CDs. Yeah, because some of these programs are so inspired, even to me. I want to burn them and play them in my car as I'm riding around. Yeah, so you can do the same thing. Also, okay, my website, www.cloudsofabundance.com. Cloudsofabundance.com. Cloudsofabundance.com. Email nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. All right, you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, have it, and the paperback is 412 pages. Now, that's a pretty serious book, Human Manual. If you have if you have like the Kindle or Nook, you can get it that way and download it and have it within the next half hour. It costs about $8, very cheap that way. All right, I suggest you go to my site, the Clouds of Abundance site, and that way I can autograph it for you and send it to you myself, okay? All right, got it out the way. Now, 19, I believe last session, we're talking about child development for you parents out there, especially. Now, secondarily, it's for all your adults, you know, who I want you to examine your own childhood. Examine your own childhood and compare it to the model that I'm presenting and see where the voids are. See what was missing. Why? Because if you know what's missing, you know what needs to be filled. Because a lot of times we have these burdens from the past on us. We don't know where they're coming from. It distracts us and it interferes in our healthy marriages, healthy jobs, healthy contracts, or healthy personal state of mind. You know, a lot of times we're depressed behind these dark voices from the past. Anytime you have disconnection in the past, things are not reconciled, you're going to have some issues in your adult life. Oh, absolutely. You can't say, well, I forget about it. I forget when those people are. They're, cousin Ray Ray is, he's crazy. So, yeah, what he did, hey, I'm not concerned about that anymore. It doesn't bother me. And believe me, it does bother you on a subconscious level. And it's on that level. Cause that breaking down of your emotional foundation, kind of like termites. Termites attack your house. You don't know they're there. They start eating away, slowly but surely eating away at your foundation. Yeah? And before you know it, you go outside and you close the door, and then and part of your frame falls off. And they've been eating away for months and months and months, and maybe a few years before it got to that point, right? So this is what I'm talking about. Those old voices from the past eat away at your foundation. It doesn't matter how strong you are now. If you haven't reconciled, those issues before of your say your father abandoned you, your mother abandoned you, or even as strong as incest in the house. I mean, major things like that, even things like that. You don't sweep those things under the rug. You don't say, "Hey, well, I'm 49 now. That was in the past. I move on my life." All you gotta do is watch how your life has been shaped. How's your life right now? You have a healthy marriage, do you? Good job, good contract, good business that you started. Is everything fine? Are you good? Have good customer service skills, huh? Or are people saying that you have some problems here and there, personal problems? Say you don't get along with people, or you can't keep a healthy relationship. Been married 6, 7 times and still not working, and you're still blaming her for it, or him for it, being who I'm talking to, huh? See, this is why it's important for us to have a reconnected life. My book called Reconnected. You have to have a reconciled life. You've got to mend those things. You might say, how do I do it? That's what my book's all about. How to be a mentor to your child self. How to go back in time and set this fictional character, mentor, the counselor for the self you once were. That's your child self. You can do this. You might say you can't change the past. I say you can change the past. Yeah. Your past is your perceptions, isn't that right? Your perceptions and feelings. You can change those feelings, thus change your past. And once you change those feelings, you have a brand new lease on life. Huh? Now you don't look at your wife and really seeing that the mother who abandoned you and you abuse your wife because you're trying to get back at your mother. You don't go through that anymore. You have a reconciled life now. Yeah, got that? Yeah, for sure. So it's time for us to have a good life, a good, prosperous, productive life. Not an old life of darkness, addictions, and you don't know how you got to be an addict. Huh? You like to abuse, you like to dominate, you don't know why you like to dominate. You like to control others, you don't know why or how, or you don't know how to get rid of that spirit. It's a spirit, you know. Huh? Yeah, tune in, you'll get it. You can get it free on these installments. You might get it just from this free installments here as you go into archives and download these episodes, or you might need counseling. I highly suggest counseling, yeah, along with this. Now, I know someone who actually has a professional counseling service on your phone. He also specializes in ADD and ADHD, has healthy products to deal with that. If you're interested in this, and some insurances can pay for this, so email me at nrbookclub@gmail.com, nrbookclub@gmail.com, and I'll send you some information. You can email the contact I gave you, see if it is a fit for you, okay? It's got to fit you. Got that? All right. It's time for us to have happy lives, happy, joyous lives, Too many times I go on Facebook. I have a Facebook where I have about 600 believers on there. And it's amazing their mindsets. Still, a lot of them still live in dark ages. Feel they got to dominate their wives. A lot of wives have to blankly obey them no matter what they say. You see, still got sexism in their internal mindsets. You don't see their wives as having equal souls as they do. Same with wives and husbands. They're just brothers. I'm talking to both. You see, don't see them like that. Don't see them as partners, real true partners in life and prosperity partners. And They don't see them like they got a job description. So the wives and husbands have to fit the job description. Can they do X, Y, Z, M, and L? That's what I want. Huh? Instead of being a true partner, a true friend you can talk to anytime, help you out, you know, emotionally and spiritually, be a partner for you in this process called life. In this temporary kind of life of temporary phase of probation called life. And preparing us for the next life. Yeah. A partner. Yeah, a true partner. All right? Okay. I did a series on marriages, by the way, based on the personal growth areas in my book, Reconnected. But now we're doing conscious parenting and personal growth. All right? So, now last time we left off, I was talking about, I talked about deep breathing, good for relaxation, and so forth. So, emotional needs in our children. Very important to, you know, I don't know why, you know, that some parents, they just neglect the emotional needs of their children. Huh? Most of them are physically connected. They make sure that they're clothed and they're doing well. They protect them. They're concerned when they're out the house and they worry when they're travel or they go to these public schools where they can you come back alive or, you know, shot or who knows what. But the emotional needs a lot of times get on the back burner or never even get acknowledged. You see? Never get acknowledged. It's important to be connected emotionally to your children. Just like it's important for a husband and wife to be connected emotionally. Huh? It's not an employer-employee relationship like a lot of our Muslims, excuse me, I shouldn't say Muslim, this is a universal show, a lot of our marriages are. Okay? Yeah, our young ones need so much help from us. They have so much greatness, creativity, love, and ideas, but they don't have the developed skills yet to bring out what is locked up within. Tantrums, out-of-line behavior, and other emotional bursts originate from a frustrated self, not knowing how to appropriately say certain things or how to act in true accordance with their authentic self. You know? Yeah, the inner child. The inner child is pushing them to recognize their feelings, and the conscious child doesn't know how to respond appropriately. All they know is that something inside is tugging at me, pushing me to do something, and I don't know what it wants. So that frustrates me, and I'm going to act out. Yeah, because that's all I know to do. Yeah, you see, no one likes to be pushed and shoved, especially when you don't know who is doing the pushing. Think about that. Yeah, this is what's going on in our young child's mind. That is what our child are going through in those young years, especially in those years prior to six. The spirit of intelligence, healthy curiosity, and the connecting spirit are pushing and tugging at them. When they don't get the right skills to consciously recognize that which is calling them within, the results are sometimes ADD, or should ADD-like, because ADD really is a comes from a genetic disposition. You know, but I'll say ADD-like and ADHD-like, or some other nervous condition, or the label of the bad one or the bad seed. The one that acts inappropriately on a regular basis. The confusion, frustration, anger, and fear become a regular inhabitant of the child, like possession, you know? Possession is real too, by the way. Oh yeah. This is where we come in as loving, caring, empathic parents. It is our job to help these little ones in any way we can to help them realize their greatness. Oh, yeah. We have the model for our children, appropriate parenting skills, roles, and consistent patterns of special time with each child. Did you hear that? You might have 8, 9 kids. You might say, I forgot the names. Put tags on them then. Name tags on them. Each child deserves individual attention, individual walks in the park, individual playtime. Yeah. You need to connect emotionally and spiritually with each cane with a message from God. Oh, yeah. A purpose and passion. They need you to help them bring it out. Did you hear that? Each child is an individual, comes here with their own special soul, which has its own needs unlike anyone else. The mindset of a healthy parent wants to know what this particular child needs. They ask themselves, what did God bless me with in this little angel? What level of sensitivity do they have? Are they more introverted or extroverted? Do they need more touching or less touching? More digging to help them with their inherited greatness or less digging? More disciplining or less? What unique qualities am I observing in this one here? What natural inclinations am I noticing? Good one. How can I help them bring out more qualities that they already have demonstrated from within? How can I prompt them on a healthy path that needs to have the traits they already possess? What educational and occupational choices are available to them where they can use their transferable skills in a meaningful and productive manner? Oof, I'm telling you, those are... Because it takes a healthy parent. That's what I'm doing. That's my goal. That's my purpose. That's what God's given me to do, is give you tools and model or set the framework for what a healthy parent is. That's what I do. Nazim Rashid. Since children tend to value what we as caring parents value, we need to show that we value special time with them. Yeah, don't just say, oh, I'll spend time with you while you're watching the game. No. Mm-mm. See, this will automatically feed and build their self-esteem, self-image, self-confidence, self-worth. Oh, you need that. They need to have it so badly from you. I'm telling you, I was a suicidal kid when I was growing up. I didn't have it. I didn't have that kind of time. I didn't have the validation. I didn't have the special one-on-one time. My parents, you know, could care less about my emotional state. Therefore, I said, hey, well, why am I here? I fantasized jumping off our two-story, you know, building and actually attempted suicide in my teens. Yeah. See, you got this. This is why I do what I do. Okay? Because I had trouble emotionally when I was young. You see? So I'm trying to help others who, you know, are thinking about that or, you know, or just don't know. And I'm trying to give you a healthy model so you can internalize this healthy model. Hold on to life. Hold on to what God has for you. And live a nice, healthy, productive life. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. The special time could be anything that is done with them alone, making them the center of the activity, not the TV, okay? All right, not your iPod. All right? Making them the center of the activity. They are feeling the closeness and the, I'm special. Oh, yeah. I'm special, like a little tag. I'm special feeling. So we need to be aware of this and take full advantage of this time. Yeah. You see, two of the main objectives we have as parents are, one, to help them in relaxing regularly to support paying attention, learning, problem solving, goal achieving, reducing stress, unconscious and conscious, and listening within. And two, to help them to be more generally conscious or mindful, even when you're eating. Teach them to be more mindful. Don't just eat while you're looking at TV. Yeah, the salmon, the grilled salmon. Pay attention to those things. And when you chew them, you kind of think about it. Yeah, yeah, how good it tastes in your mouth. You know, you're breaking it down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk about takes a certain age groups, like 5 to 7 and so forth. We're going to start with the 5 to 7-year-olds, all right? All right, 5 to 7-year-olds. And under that, oh, yeah, you know, you should always pay attention and talk to those kids. You talk to them. Yeah, connect with them all the time, you know. See how they're feeling within. And when you're asking, that you look into their little eyes, tell them, I am so, you know, I am so concerned. I'm so caring. I'm so loving. I want to know how you're doing. When you look at them, you're talking to their soul, talking to their inner child. How are you really doing? I want to know. I want to work with you on that level. My kid might not be old enough to talk to you back, but that's, hey, let me tell you, the inner child hears and understands everything you're saying. So do that with sincerity. I bet you, you'll start a connection even before they go into pre-K. Okay? Oh, yeah. See, paying attention is heightened when we master and practice correct deep breathing. I remember if those are heard my show, I think it was on part maybe 17 or so. I spent a lot of time, maybe the whole time, on how to relax, how to deep breathe from the diaphragm. I call it diaphragmatic breathing. Yeah. Very important. Not just upper, you know, your shoulders go up and down. I'm not talking about that kind of breathing, where you deep breathe, where your shoulders don't even move. You're breathing out and back, relaxing those muscles, those back muscles and those ribs, okay? Creating that balloon effect within. All right? Yeah. I mentioned that before. If you missed that, go back in here. I think it's part 16 or 17. Yeah. And this, while we're talking about this area of relaxing for our kids, first in the ages of 5 to 7 years of age, we want to make this a real special fun time for this age group. I'm talking about breathing here. Yeah, you can teach them how to deep breathe. You don't think so? Go to my Facebook page, www.com/childselflove. Again, after the three W's, we have facebook.com/childselflove. Again, facebook.com/childselflove. You'll see when you scroll down, you see a cute little sister there, her face. Click on that. I'm telling you, I have over 600 hits on that so far. These are a group of young ones, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, teaching us how to relax, how to deep breathe, how to de-stress, how to take off anxiety and stress. I'm talking about little kids. Phenomenal. So when I talk about teaching kids how to breathe at 5 or 6 or 7 years old, they are not too young for this. I'm proving it right there on that posting. Go there. You don't believe me? Go on there. After you hear this show, go on there and click on that post and hear and see that video. Watch these kids talk about the mind and how it feels good when you can deep breathe. So our kids are old enough to understand this concept. They can actually teach you the process. That video shows it right there. All right? And that's before I wrote this book. I said, look at this. God is so good. Yeah. Okay. See, a buildup of muscle tension increases the actual feelings of anxiety. So consequently, the reverse would be true. If the muscles relax, then physiological tension is reduced, and in turn, anxiety is reduced. Children of this age, 5 to 7, probably aren't developed enough to consciously know why they're spending this special time. Actually, you know what? As a matter of fact, that's not even true. Prove it. They do know. Yeah, I didn't know at the time I wrote the book, but hey, now I know they do know. Capacity. They can't respond positively to this special time with you, and they'll love it. They will actually love and treasure it the rest of their life. This nice, relaxing, meditating, deep breathing time with their mama, with their papa. Okay? Absolutely. The connection, remember, they'll look forward to that special time. Yeah, you call it, you know, it might be a ritual and routine you do. They'll love it. They'll actually love it. Connection and bonding are the most important features to this age group. Yeah. And having regular special one-on-one time is priceless to them. If you do it this way, I'm telling you, you get so many parent marks, credits or whatever there. Being a new pattern that you are establishing, they can look forward to the special playtime with daddy and mommy. And that by itself means the world to them. Oh, yeah. See, a young child's brain changes physiologically as a result of environmental experiences. Neural connections, synapses, are forming rapidly at this age, and enriched opportunities such as these, the relaxing and breathing sessions, have a very, very positive effect on brain development. I'm telling you, you can create geniuses if you do this kind of exercise. Yeah. They come out of the womb geniuses anyway. You can take them to higher levels, okay? All right. Now, building an emotional vocabulary with them is essential. Again, as far as breathing is concerned, go back and hear, I think it was part 17 or so, we actually went through how to deep breathe. Yeah, okay? So I won't do it now because I did it then. But you want to create that balloon effect inside and take the air in slowly and goes out slowly. Use your nose. In slowly, out slowly. Yeah, you'll find that you relax, your pressure comes down, your heart rate slows down. You're clearer. You put more oxygen to your brain. It works for you. You know it's going to work for them. You might say, they don't have any stress. Look, let me tell you. They are about bonding and relaxing. If they could do it now, when they have stress in school or the peer issues and so forth, sibling issues, they know how to go and take care of it themselves. Yeah. Now, like I was saying, building an emotional vocabulary with them is essential. Essential. The more clearly your child knows what the following emotions and feelings are, the more you as a parent can clearly identify what your child is internalizing. Yeah. See, especially when you send these kids to these public schools or any school, that doesn't matter. You know, crazy things happen at all schools. Your child might not have the capacity to tell you exactly what went on there, especially if they're being touched inappropriately by another peer or the teacher or principal or anybody. You know, all they know is that, you know, they didn't like it. They don't feel good. They might not have the skill to tell you exactly what happened. But as you arm them with the right kind of vocabulary, emotional vocabulary, and you do role playing at home, they will have the skills to tell you exactly what happened when Mr. Johnson, you know, touched her leg or touched her leg inappropriately or who knows what. You see? Yeah, they can tell you. They can speak with confidence because you spent time with them role-playing at home. I tell parents all the time, parents are homeschool teachers. It doesn't matter what kind of job you have. You're working 8, 9, 10 hours a day. Your job as a parent to spend some kind of time formally teaching these kids at home, formally, not just saying, you know, identifying objects. This is a ball, desk, whatever. Formally teaching them. All right? I don't care if you're going to spend 15 minutes a day. Your job is to do that. Yeah, for sure. This age group, 5 to 7, is very capable of knowing what these feelings are that you're going to demonstrate to them. They just need healthy balance. Hello. Balanced parents to explain and model, even role play, these emotions so the child will get it. So you write these feelings out and post them somewhere where your child can see them. Use these words in your normal everyday vocabulary. Okay? All right? I got a whole bunch of them. I won't go through all of them. I'll go through some of these. Remember, we're talking about 5 to 7. All right? Now I'll give you the negative emotion and the positive one. Okay, so you need to demonstrate both. Okay, mirror 5 to 7. Here we go. Ungrateful. Of course, you have grateful. Jealous. Loving. Annoyed. Calm. Bored. Excited. Confused. Clear-headed. Cruel. Kind. Defeated. A winner. Oh, yeah, use the winner a lot. Worthless. Valued. Tell your child they're valued by God and you. Miserable. Comfortable. Mixed up. Understanding. Disappointed. Pleasing. Deserted. Protected. Discarded. Loved. Disapproved of, approved, embarrassed, comfortable, envious, pleased for others. I'm a failure. I'm a winner. Frustrated, calm, gloomy, happy. Haunted, protected, hopeless, hopeful, insane, stable, irritable, pleasant, quick, patient, enraged, forgiving, rebellious, rejected, accepted, resistant, agreeable, jittery, calm, weepy, happy, feeling less than, feeling more than, let down, supported, lost, focused, and the lie was a lost found, right? Mad, glad, mean, loving, wounded, trusting, wounded, healed, naughty, of course, you know, nice, naughty, nice, negative, positive. They can understand. Remember, you're talking about 5 to 7 years old, okay? They can do this. Nervous, relaxed, no good, wonderful. I mean nothing. I'm something special. Petty, forgiving, out of control, in control, outsider, included, scattered, concentrated, unsure, confident, tired, energized, oh yeah, energized, powerless, powerful, pressured, relieved, sad, happy, rushed, calm, scared, calm again, scum, worthwhile. You know, you might be kind of leery about that one because people, kids can use that against others. Yeah, it's not nice there. You might want to rethink that one. Struggling, blowing, restricted, free, ridiculed, praised. You should use that a lot. Praised, oh yeah. Suspicious, trusting, shameful, admirable, ruined, restored, shunned, included, silly, reasonable, sickly, healthy, shy, friendly, sloppy, neat, smothered, breathing easily. A lot of you mothers, you know, call it smother loving your children. Not good. They could develop asthma from that. That's been documented, by the way. Smother love. Don't do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sneaky, honest. Unpleasant, pleasant. Unnoticed, noticed. Unlucky, lucky. Uptight, relaxed. Trapped, relieved. Ticked off, peaceful. Traitor, loyal. Troubled, calm. Suffocating, man, you suffocating me. Breathing freely. Two-faced, well, I always use that term. Sincere, superior, equal to. That's another word you might want to drop. Yeah, a lot of kids abuse that word, superior. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then again, it all depends on the context, right? Okay. Unacceptable, acceptable. Unaware, aware. Uncomfortable, comfortable. Uncontrollable, controlled. Unproductive, of course you have productive. Unprotected, protected. Selfish, giving. Yeah, teach that to your kids. for sure. Separated, unified, riding, like they would say, riding to the core, riding, wonderful, unfair, fair, terrible, again, wonderful, shocked, comforted, shoved aside, you know, slow, fast, stubborn, flexible, tense, relaxed, stuck, moving forward, stupid, smart, suffering, healed, unworthy, valued, unwelcome, welcomed, unwanted, loved, weak, strong, worthless, valuable, wishy-washy, focused, violent, peaceful, yucky, happy. Yeah, a lot of kids use that term. Yucky. Wicked. Honest. Weary. Energetic. Ugly. Looks good. Remember, 5 to 7-year-olds. Okay, I always like to say that when, especially when people come in, you know, and they didn't hear the beginning. So 5 to 7-year-olds right now. Their vocabulary. Unloving, loving. Unprepared, prepared. Unimportant, very important. Untrustworthy, trustworthy. Useless, needed. Unpopular, popular. Uneasy, at ease. Upset, calm. Unsupported, supported. Okay? All right. Now imagine your little 5-year-old saying to you, when you pick her up from kindergarten, this is funny, "Daddy, you won't believe what happened today. The teacher was feeling a bit tormented when several undesirable smells were coming from a couple of unpotty trained kids. She was pressured to react emotionally." Yeah, pressured to react emotionally. "But she composed herself rather adequately. She looked pretty embarrassed when the principal walked in right then in a suffocating and smothering manner. Even though it was terrible and a yucky scene, she didn't let that incident ruin her day entirely." End quote. Funny, huh? Wouldn't that be a wonderful, intelligent discussion on the way home? And if you asked her how she felt during all this, she might say, quote, "I felt so sorry for Mrs. Bryant. I wanted to give her a big hug, empathize with her, and tell her that she has my support, undivided support. I would also tell her that I think she is an excellent teacher and that I love her emphatically." End quote. Wouldn't that be fun? Okay? See, you see the point? The point is we're trying to arm these children with the right words, right emotional vocabulary, so they can tell you and clear details how their day was and how they're feeling. Yes. You need to know how they're really feeling and support their feelings, regardless. Support their feelings. Okay? Yeah. All right, behavior modification is an important technique to employ every chance you get. See, whenever your child does anything correctly or says something right, go a bit overboard with acknowledging the accomplishment. Yeah, I do it all the time. Go overboard with it. It's okay. You know, use hyperbole. It's okay. They need to get a really clear sense of parental approval with what they are doing so they know what gets them the rewards they want to receive. Yeah, they need that. Let me say it again. They need to get a really clear sense of parental approval with what they are doing so they know what gets them the rewards they want to receive. The level of attention is important, and the greater attention should come with the positive things that are produced and not the negative. Children also need to know the law of cause and effect. But the kind of attention for negative behavior should be short and to the point, not belabored and undesired. Yeah, see what we're talking about? Get more attention to the positive, not the negative. Children come here with different souls, and this is why it is so important to investigate your child daily to see what God gave you. Oh, yeah. Punishment levels and reward levels are not the same for all children. It's not. You have to find out what works for your little ones. What worked for little Susie might not work for Tyrone. Yeah. In schools, special ed teachers use IEPs, which stands for Individual Education Plans. It is good for parents to also develop individual plans for their offspring. Yeah. Now, when little Tamisha uses her new emotional vocabulary correctly, remember correctly, you are to use all the excited body language you have to praise her. Yeah. Use all the, get her excited. This kind of attention will motivate her to understand and use more emotional labels. Yeah. See, this positive snowball effect helps build emotional literacy, balance, understanding, communication and listening skills, self-esteem, self-image, and self-confidence. Yeah. And it increases the connection and bonding process with parent and child. That is so important. Why do a lot of parents just don't get it? I don't get it. You don't get it. You got an angel in front of you, and you refuse to do these simple things. Come off your pedestal. You think you're a big authority all because you're a parent. Yeah, you got some authority, but however, this is a soul you're talking about that needs your emotional attention, needs to connect to their emotionality, to their mindset. You need to connect on that level. Yeah. Be happy when they're happy. Be sad when they're sad. Help them out there. Yeah. See, during this quiet, special one-on-one time, which should be no longer than 20 minutes for this age group, varying the discussions, materials, and stories are important to keep their attention. All right, I'll be focusing on deep diaphragmatic breathing, relaxation, and conscious awareness of all our body parts. Yeah, that's important. We're talking about focus attention. They need to be focused on their body parts and see how their body part, how their feet are doing, how their legs are doing. Yeah. Teaching, valuing, relaxing, and deep breathing for 5 to 7-year-olds will have so many benefits as they get older and face life challenges, peer pressures, puberty, adolescence, school demands, and relationships. Yeah. Always keep in mind, as we're going through these exercises and examples, to keep your own child self, the own self you once were, to your own little self in mind. That's the purpose of my book, the end result. I call my graduate level is to go back in time and take care of your child self. Okay? All right. Okay. Rich, I'll go back and forth because it's important. I want everybody to get all the benefits. All the benefits you can from this short time I have with you. Rituals and routines are important as this age group likes schedules. They like schedules. It's important for you to have schedules. Yeah, I'm telling you. I go in a lot of homes. I do sessions and life coaching, counseling. And there's households that I see are healthiest have a tight schedule for the kids. No wiggle room. Tight schedule. When they finish one task, they got something else. Teenagers, they come home, they got chores, they got activities. The parents can be right there. They got big brothers, big sisters. They got someone they can connect, some a healthy adult they can connect with and have healthy activities where they can still grow and learn. Not hanging out in the streets, not latchkey children. See, it's part of the parents' job to provide these, to fill these voids so children will be busy. All right? Yeah. Okay. Now, as far as rules and rituals, and routines, are there a use of them as mommy lays their routines out for them, which gives them a level of comfort, knowing what they are expected to do on any regular day or week? Yeah, chores are very important. So we can make up some sort of ritual around our special quiet time. can use a little bell or a chime, some pleasant different sound that says something is about to happen. Yeah, kids like that. We'll need a small toy or a little bear or a doll or and a journal to write down what happened. Have a good story ready. You know, if you're not a good storyteller, become one. Get some books. You know, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Esther Hicks. If you go in those bookstores and children's section, look for those books by Dr. Dyer. They have excellent children books to help bring out their spirituality and emotionality and really connect with them, on that level. Yeah, it's very important. Everything should be a learning experience and bonding experience. Okay, get a little bell. Let me start this, all right? Have a good story ready. A story about relaxation or peace in nature adventures. Yeah, nature stories are very good with pictures, yeah. The room you choose should not have distracting pictures and the windows should be covered. Blinds, clothes, or drapes pulled together. Pillows on the floor are better than the chairs for the session, so put chairs aside. New Age or some other meditative music can work. Have something soft in the background. Sound of water, that's good. I always like that. Yeah, I love water. Yeah. Ocean waves, birds, yeah, other kind of thing. Yeah, very good. Helps in this whole relaxation process. All right, have your little one come in. Explain to her or him that they are going to learn how to relax and also improve their concentration ability. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to say, hey, we're going to learn this together, and maybe you can help me to relax and concentrate better. First, I want to ring this chime, and I want you to tell me when you no longer hear the chiming sounds anymore, okay? Yeah. Silence is very important, so we have to do more listening than talking. See how you're preparing the kids to be good listeners? Deep breathing is another important way to quiet and clear the mind, which makes us think better. So we are going to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. When we breathe normally, our chest moves slightly upward and our ribs. So let me show you what I am talking about. You demonstrate it. Remember I said go to my part 17 or so where your stomach goes out and your back expands. It's like a balloon effect. Air goes out first and goes back and expands and your ribs expand at the same time. Your shoulders don't go up. You expand up and out. Okay? Yeah. Have you ever noticed a tiny infant breathing in the baby crib and how their little tummies go up and down? Have you seen that? Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that style of breathing. It is this type of breathing that clears and quiets the mind. Yeah. When we deep breathe, the air goes all the way down to our tummy and pushes it out. So you show the kid, by example, show them how to do that. Okay? You lie down and have your stomach go up and down. And you say, now it's your turn. Make sure you take your time and do it slowly. Yeah, give them time to do it several times. Lay down and put like your little bear on your tummy and while you breathe in and out. See how your bear goes up and down? See? When the bear doesn't go up and down, you know you're not doing it right. The aim is to make the bear go up and down all the time. Slow down and take your time. You can get really dizzy doing this breathing too, so don't watch if you go too fast. You might call hyperventilate. Okay. Now make sure you are breathing in through your nose and slowly out through your nose. Slow. Say, I'm going to count to five slowly like this. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah. This first counting will be for your breathing in, inhaling there, okay? Next counting will be for you to hold your breath. One, two, three, four, five. Mm-hmm. This first counting will be for your breathing in. The next counting will be to hold your breath. And the last counting will be for your exhaling or letting the breath out slowly through your nose. One, two, three, four, five. Got it? Okay, then say, hey, I'll repeat it. Let's go do it again. The first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is for your breathing in. The second 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is for you to hold your breath. And the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is for you're letting the breath out through your nose. It might work better, you say, if we close our eyes and really feel our breath going through our bodies. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Feel your breath going down to your tummy, pushing it out. Filling up your lungs and back. Oh, yeah. Then coming up to and through your throat. And finally, out through your nose. Yeah, how does that feel? Is there anything that comes up in your mind when you do this exercise? Yeah, this is what you're asking. Well, I'm not asking you to, but this is the question you're asking your child. Remember, 5 to 7. So you want to ask plenty of questions to make them think. Yeah, very important. Does your mind take you somewhere when you are doing this? If so, where? Yeah. Okay? This is a good time to interject some positive emotion words like serene, peaceful, tranquil, calm, and of course, relaxed. Mm-hmm. You can also describe where this relaxing exercise has taken you. A beach scene. Relaxing on a boat in the middle of the lake or ocean. Fishing in a hot, relaxing tub. Walking along a running stream through the woods or, you know, things like that. Okay? Painting the various relaxing pictures give our little ones ideas for relaxing environments that they too can enjoy. Oh, yeah. They might not have thought about woods before. They might say, Daddy, let's go for a trip. Let's walk through some woods. I want to do that. See, this deep breathing process takes a while to really master. So have patience. It takes a while. Let's do it. It's messy. All the time it takes. That's precious time of bonding. Your kids will never, never forget it. It'll mean the world to them. Yeah. It's the process of connecting and bonding that makes a huge difference to the child, more than getting it right, right? Every minute they are in there with you is a minute of paradise in that child's mind. Oh, yeah. When they do get the method correctly, the benefits just get doubled. Just enjoy the ride. Yeah, enjoy the ride. Okay, I'm going to put a little pause there, and we're going to start next time with progressive muscle relaxation. Now, I spent a lot of time on deep breathing. Next one is called progressive muscle relaxation. We're going to talk about that. Because I'm telling you, you probably got it by now. I'm talking about conscious parenting. But this is very good for you. That's why it's called conscious parenting and personal growth. We all need this. I need this. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So, again, for those who tune in later on, I'm Nazim Abdul-Rashid, author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Yeah, and the book. So what I'm doing is on this very series, I'm going through the personal growth areas and applying what fits and make it the right context to the topic at hand. All right, the topic is in the book, and these are also the steps you got to take in order to become that counselor, that mentor, so you can go back in time and mentor the self you once were. All right, forgiveness, validation, self-esteem, visualization, self-image, communication and listening skills, optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, remember it's not religion though, spirituality, attachments, codependency, and addictions, 12 principles of recovery. Identifying and managing emotions. And last chapter, how to be that mentor to the self you once were. Okay? Very important. Oh, yeah. There's a way to change those feelings for sure. That's why this book is so unique. A lot of therapists are using my book now. I've got a lot of endorsements from the psychological associations. Oh yeah, various therapists are using it in their practice. Like one therapist is using it in one of the state prisons in California. Absolutely. So they've endorsed this. They're using it. They think that this process of mentoring your child self is so unique and so valuable that so many more need to have this. Everybody needs to have this because everybody has feelings in the past that need to be altered in order for you to have a life of complete freedom and possibilities. Yeah, we all need to have that. Yeah, for sure. All right, so reconnect is really, like five manuals and one is a relationship marriage manual. I tell people who are about to be engaged or even married, doesn't matter what stage you are, this book will help you. Ideally prepare you before you get married so you know how to sustain a healthy, emotionally balanced marriage, okay? All right, it's a mentor's manual. Those are your mentors. You can use these skills here to help those young ones that are coming behind you, that you're working with. Recovery manual. I have over 100 pages dedicated to recovery. I went through it myself. Went through recovery. I was addicted myself. Went through a 12-step program. But see, the 12-step program by itself was too sterile for me. Yeah, they had abstract view of God and a lot of things. They use the word powerless a lot. Believe me, you're not powerless. So my version is called the 12 Principles of Recovery. Yeah, I used that, and that got me through and got me clean and sober and left all those elements of the bad life behind and accepted all that was new that God had for me. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Visualization. We got next chapter phase called self-image. Communication, listening skills. Oh yeah, I went through it, didn't I? Yeah, I went through that. All right. So those are the chapters and the steps you have to take. Okay. Again, my website is cloudsofabundance.com. After the three W's, we have clouds. Ofabundance.com. My email, I love to hear from you. nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. All right, my show, The Reconnected Show on Saturdays. 2 o'clock, most of you are listening from the East Coast. So it's 2 o'clock your time out there. 11 o'clock Arizona time, Pacific time. I think Pacific time is a little different. Look it up. Anyway, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can call, like a lot of y'all like to call and just listen on your phone. You can call by calling. I mean, you can listen by calling 347-994-47, 994-2524. All right, listen, and you can just put it on mute and speakerphone so you can hear it while you're doing your chores. Yeah, every Saturday that happens. I have a lot of personal growth leaders, spiritual leaders, marriage leaders. That are addressing various aspects that we can all benefit from, okay? All right, and they all reflect directly or indirectly the chapters in my book, by the way. It's all connected, all right? So do that. And the web address is blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. blogtalkradio.com/reconnected, all right? Put the three W's in there. Okay, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Okay, got it? Okay. I love to hear from you. I love you all. And I will end the show like I started. Peace the only God has to be with you. Assalamu alaikum.